My father rushed in from the battlefield of the bloody Yom Kippur War, October 1973, to the maternity ward at the Tel HaShomer Hospital where I was born. He too received an explanation about the syndrome and its results. With heartbreaking sobs, uncharacteristic of men, he requested to see me. The medical staff accompanied him to the nursery within the maternity ward, which was one floor beneath the psychiatric ward. Once there, everyone looked at him and uncomfortably congratulated him in hushed tones. He drew near, shaking all over. All the babies were dressed in new clothes, the girls in pink, boys in blue. Only she, his baby, was still enveloped in white sheets. What they all had in common was the intoxicating smell of new babies. His heart beating wildly, he summoned up courage and decided to see the bare truth. He took a deep breath and asked the nurse to remove the sheets and show him my body. She bent over the crib and did as he requested. His strength and courage failed him instantly, and he asked for me to be covered again. He couldn't bear the sight, and only when the body was covered did he notice my face. When he looked into my eyes, he seemed to see in them a plea, an attempt to explain that I was not to blame for what had transpired. A week later, the mother was released from the hospital with tranquilizers and a recommendation for psychiatric follow-up. The neighbors assumed that the live baby was dead and asked no questions, only came to console.